You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're going to get to the Bucks and the Falcons and the rest of the slate in a second, but we want to tell you BetQL's five-star play for today. Cardinals Bears over 42.5. BetQL five-star play. Cardinals Bears over 42.5 points. Moving on. Bucks at the Falcons in Hotlanta. Bucks an 11-point favor. Total 50.5. Ken, what do you got? Side and total.
Yeah, no strong play for me in this game. My number's pretty close to this. If you had to pick it for a pool or whatever, at 10.5, I'd probably start leaning toward Atlanta, but not enough of a difference between my number and the market to make a bet, so I'm going to pass this game.
Absolutely nailed it. My number for this game is 10. If I had to bet it, I would bet Atlanta, but I don't, so I won't. But for people in pick'em pools, Atlanta or nothing here, I know it stinks to do that. And also, like, if you like Atlanta, like, if you out there listening, watching, if you, like, love the Falcons in this game, Atlanta, like, I guess they could, like, if, like Ken said, if Tampa turns it over a million times, like, if Atlanta's going to cover, this game's going over. So just consider that as well. I think the two are correlated. The total is 50.5. We go to the Queen City, where the Bengals, 3-point home favorites over the Chargers, total 49.5.
Yeah, done this game a lot this week. I'm holding two tickets from earlier in the week, Chargers at 3.5 and under 50.5. Now, both of those numbers are gone, but I think in the side case, we didn't get weather in this game like I was hoping. So if you have no position on the total, I would pass the total now at 49.5. On the side, I still think 3 is a valuable bet on the Chargers. My number in the game closer to 1 or pick, something like that. I think each team's last performance exaggerating the difference between the teams. So 3.5 was a bet for me early in the week. I would still bet 3.
I have 3. I'm like an idiot. I got 3. Ken got 3.5. So Ken's sitting on the better number here. But I still like Chargers plus 3. I make the game 1. We talked about this last Monday. As easy as it gets, Chargers plus 3. All right, the Soldier Field. Cardinals, 7.5-point favorites of the Bears. Ken, this number hasn't moved, which is very interesting, right, with the news of Kyler Murray starting. I kind of want to bet Arizona a little bit if this is going to be the number. Cardinals, 7.5, total 42.5 in Chicago.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals are a really valuable teaser option now that we have confirmed that it's Kyler Murray going to start a quarterback in the game. Like the Cardinals a lot in a tease. Number close enough to mine that I'm not interested. My number's like 8.5. I disagree with BetQL. I do really like the under in this game. It's not an overreaction to weather necessarily. It's how the Bears have been playing recently. It's Allen Robinson still not going to play. It is somewhat of the conditions, and it's Kyler first game back too, which is just, I'm not saying the Cardinals aren't a high probability to win, but like they're going to light up this team. Like really with what, like in what conditions? It just, I can't believe this total hasn't dropped more. It's actually very surprising to me. So 42.5 and 43 are the consensus numbers. I like the under a lot, and you could use Arizona and teaser legs, I think, at this point.
Yeah, I pick 'em pools, Arizona or nothing. My number for the game is 8, 7.5 here. Love Arizona and teaser legs as well. I think that's a great job by Ken bringing that up. Arizona teaser legs, very valuable. I'll tail you on the under. That hasn't been something I've really thought a ton about this week, but you make some compelling cases for it. So I will tail Ken on under 42.5 and Cardinals teaser legs. And I would only bet Arizona in the game if this is going to be the number 7.5. I can't believe we're sitting here at an hour plus away from kickoff, and this Eagles-Jets number is still 5.5. Gardner Minshew starting in place of Jalen Hurts. I mean, maybe we'll get to, and it's minus 110. It's 110 on both ways. So maybe we'll see some movement here as we approach kickoff, but right now the number is still Eagles 5.5 at the Jets. Total here is 44.
Yeah, and this is a consensus number, basically. There's 1-5 on the board, and it's juiced. So 5.5, I think, that might be what we roll with up until kickoff. I still like the Eagles a lot in this game. This was going to be a bet for me with Hurts at quarterback at 7. My number in the game with Hurts playing was 9.5. I think there should be a downgrade for Gardner Minshew, no question. But to now go through 7 and 6, now I'm comfortable also playing the Eagles with Minshew playing. Philadelphia still has a ton of advantages in this game. They also have the best offensive line. So I still think they can have a lot of success. My number said to bet them early in the week. Now with Minshew and this adjusted number, Eagles 5.5, still like it.
I was hoping to get a 7 at some point with the Jets. Obviously, I needed Jalen Hurts in order to get that. I actually disagree with Ken, and the Eagles probably win by 50. I would only bet the Jets here, but at 5.5, I just don't have a ton of interest here. So I'm actually going to pass this game. I'm going to pass the Eagles and the Jets. So no bet for me on this game with the number being at 5.5. We move on to Detroit, where the Vikings, 7-point road favorites at the Lions, total 47.5.
Lions was a bet for me earlier this week at 7.5. That was like my buy point for them. It wasn't so much of a numbers play, like my number's about 7.5, 8, but more about just how the Vikings tend to play games. Every game they play basically decided by one possession. Even last week, driving down the field down 8 to the Niners could have tied the game. Basically, if a team keeps showing you who they are, believe them. More than a touchdown, need 7.5 to bet the Lions for me in the game. Would bet it at 7, this would be a pass.
At 7.5, I teased the Vikings with like a multitude of other options. I think Minnesota extremely likely to win the game. If the number ever dipped down to 6.5, I would lay it with Minnesota. I have no interest in betting Detroit at this game. I would think I would need 10 to bet the Lions. We move on to Indianapolis at Houston. I talked about this game way early in the week. Love the Texans here. The number being double digits. Texans plus 10. My bet in this game, Ken. Houston plus 10 at home against Indy. Total 45.
Yeah, we both have Houston in this game, which is, you know, pray for us with how the first meeting plays out and how Houston can tend to get blown out in some games. But I agree with you. I think, you know, the openers of 7.5 made a lot more sense. Not really a ton of injuries deem like I think could justify this other than a quarterback change. Just feels like an overreaction a little bit, honestly. So now that we're on another key number of 10, I agree with you. Houston for me in the game too.
Yep, Houston plus 10, a really easy bet to put in. Now watch the Colts win by 100, but I am on Texans plus 10. The South Beach, it doesn't look like we're going to get the 7 here, Ken, at least at Bet Rivers, where it actually looks like it's likely to come down to 6. Dolphins currently a 6.5-point favorite against Mike Glennon, old giraffe neck, and the Giants. Total here is 40, Dolphins and Big Blue.
Yeah, two pieces of advice. If you bet with us early in the week, we obviously have 3 from when we thought it was going to be Daniel Jones. If you have that bet, my advice would be don't add any more. Don't have this be like such a larger position than everything else just because it was a quarterback swap. Not worth it, in my opinion. If you have no position on the game, I do think the Giants at 6.5 is still a valuable bet. I was trying to wait as long as possible. Maybe we get a 7 by 1 p.m. 6.5 would still be a bet for me at that situation. Again, if you have no bet already on the game.
Ken absolutely nailed it. Giants, the only side to take in this game. To Los Angeles Rams, 12.5-point favorites at home over the Jaguars. Total 48.
Yeah, I actually I am going to lay it with the Rams in this game at 12.5. Need 12.5 to do it, probably. My number 14.5. It's just getting a little out of control. Like, I know Stafford's hurt, and I know he, you know, that's been kind of the talk the entire week, but just like steam that's gotten a little bit out of hand. Through 13, I think I'll play the Rams. 12 has to be 12.5.
The same. 12.5 or lower, Rams for me. Raiders, 2-point favorites in Vegas over the football team. Total 47.5.
Don't think I'm going to have action on the side or total in this game. Washington on a tease up, I think, makes a ton of sense through 3 and 7 with some other options, but other than that, no bet for me in the game.
I bet the Raiders earlier in the week, so I'm on Vegas here, but I like Ken's thought on the teasing Washington. I don't think this is a blowout either way. So teasing Washington and the Raiders for me at -2. Baltimore, a 4-point road favorite in Pittsburgh. Total 44.5.
Yeah, we did this game earlier in the show, especially more than a field goal. I think Pittsburgh can be the only side to bet in the game. Doesn't mean they're going to cover, but I think I would never bet Baltimore at these numbers. So Steelers, 4, we'll call it. We have 4.5 from Friday. 4 would still be a bet.
Take your index finger, take your thumb, put it to your nose, and close that SOB because this one stinks. Steelers plus 4, absolutely love it at home against the Baltimore Ravens. 2 more games for us to hit. Let's go to the Pacific Northwest. Do we have to? Yes. We're the Niners, 3-point favorites in Seattle. Total 45. It looks like this is going to come off 3, Ken, in short order and go down to Niners. 2.5.
Yeah, if it gets to 2.5, that'll be a buy point for me on San Francisco. I'll gladly play against whatever Seattle's going to do the rest of this season. So 3, no opinion. Didn't think we would see 2.5. If it's 2.5, right? 110, I'll take San Francisco.
I kind of agree with that completely. Like, let make Russell Wilson prove it to you that he's actually healthy and can actually throw the football down the field here. So no bet at the current numbers, but if it gets to 2.5, I'll lay it with San Francisco as well. And we close in Arrowhead Sunday Night Football. Andy Reid off the bye. Chiefs an 8.5-point favorite at home against the Broncos. Total 46.5.
Yeah, cheesing the Chiefs, is that what we're going to do here? Tease the Chiefs, obviously, through 7-3 now with the movement that we've had in this game from 8, 8.5, 8. I think that's the only approach I would take to this game. Other than that, no bet.
I agree with that, to tease the Chiefs. Pick 'em pools, anything under 10 would be a play for me on Kansas City, but I don't feel like betting it. So we'll tease Kansas City and absolutely love that option. Ken, great job on the show today. I will talk to you tomorrow on a magnificent Football Monday for 4 hours of wagertainment, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern.